Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be a pop.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
You on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all are listening, we never write this out.
Hey, what's up, it's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast, Just Talk with Sam podcast. Man, I don't know if you hear it in the background, but we got some special guests, very, very highly respected in the Detroit local scene. Lyricists, positive people, just great guys, just all around great guys. You know what I'm talking about, it's Feral Ground. Yes, Feral Ground is joining me on this edition of the podcast, man. I've said it a lot of times. When it comes down to rappers and MCs, I am very skeptical. I am very protected, I think is a better word. Mainly because it's an art form that I love so much. And so when it comes down, these guys get my stamp of approval, my thumbs up, whatever you want to say. Maybe because I'm a sucker for lyricists. Let's just start there. And B, these guys are the real deal, man. We're going to sit down. We're going to talk about the Feral Ground, their origins, their beginnings, the lyrics, how they formed, community outreach, because they are crushing it. POP is holding them down, and that is the power of positivity. We're going to talk about all those things with the good guys from Feral Ground. But first, we got to pay some bills. I want to thank all the people who went to SamShowNation.com. Hit the donate link. They gave... Give whatever makes you feel like a good person. It's right there on the homepage, your current promotions page. Hey, you guys are keeping this podcast running. This has always been a crowdsourced podcast, and we thank you guys for doing so. Anybody who want to get a little, you know, show off their love for the podcast, there's a bunch of stuff still available right there. Go to SamShowNation.com, hit the store link. You can get your favorite t-shirts, some stickers, or my Apple people, which we are seeing grow. Apple on the rise. I know I'm a little late when I say that, but it is. But what I mean by that is people are jumping on board of the Just Talk with Sam iPhone app. Well, it says iPhone, but it works for pretty much everything you got, whether it's iPhone, iTunes, Apple, any Apple device. Gives you a backstage strategy podcast. You can be the first one to grab a podcast, subscribe, rate, and review, talk about the community, yada yada. You can do all of that stuff. But hey, let's say you're not an Apple person, we got you covered. Whether you Android, BlackBerry, Windows Phone, Track Phone, Cricket, you could always go to SamShowNation.com, click the podcast link, get the Stitcher app right there, the RSS feed, or the TuneIn app right there. Whatever device you have, you should be able to listen to your podcast right there from there. Or since you're at SamShowNation.com, you can always listen to an episode right there from the homepage. We got a few sponsors this week, and we're going to get into Feral Ground. Like I said, these are great guys, and if you don't know about them, you need to know about them. So, let's hit. First sponsor, the good folks at Reebok. What? Reebok is doing it big, the Reebok Classic. They want you to live with fire. And on top of living with fire, they know that spring is right around the corner and you guys need to look good. So by doing so, what they need you to do, you know, you can get out there, the weather's nice, it's crisp, It's whatever. It's good to go outside again. The snow gone. By doing that, you can get 50, it's limited time only, so hurry up. I think this offer ends on 3/14. That is March 14th. You get 50% off all jackets and hoodies. Go ahead, celebrate spring with Adidas by going to SamShowNation.com. Clicking that Adidas link, you can get all the hoodies for half the price. Whether you're a CrossFit guy or a gal, you're a big fan of the UFC, maybe you just like Reeboks. Maybe you just like Reeboks. They got tons of styles ready to go. Personally, I am partial to the hockey line they got. Specifically the Red Wings. What? You go get a Red Wings hoodie. You know what? Who am I kidding? That Tampa Bay Lightning hoodie looks sweet too. But you can get them all at half price by going to SamShowNation.com, clicking that Reebok link, and putting in the offer code SPRING. One word at checkout. So go ahead, get 50% off all your jackets and hoodies right there from Adidas.com via SamShowNation.com. Second sponsor is the good folks at Walmart. Yes, they need you to stretch your refund with low, low prices. Look, it's that magical time of year. It's called tax season. We all doing it, and maybe you get a little bit back. Walmart wants you and wish you happy tax refund days and offer some low, low prices that you can spend a little bit with Walmart. Hey, maybe you're getting that new TV. Maybe you need some new tires. Maybe you need a new bed. Maybe a new, just a bed hookup, right? You know, mattress. Or maybe you are expecting, you know, that nice little deduction, little write-off. You got a baby coming. We got you covered right there at Walmart. Go to SamShowNation.com. Click the link, stretch your refund with low, low prices, and get it right there at Walmart. And let's say, hey, you need it today? No problem. It's free store pickup as soon as today. You can go to your local Walmart. You can order it right there on the website via SamShowNation.com. You can pick your local Walmart, and as soon as that day, as soon as you get that confirmation email, you can just go ahead and pick it up. Not a problem. I do it all the time. I like to go to my local Walmart, and I talk to Lonnie and Chris, and I pick up the things I need. Lately, I picked up the Ninja, you know. You know, I'm trying to get on my blend game with the new, you know, the Nutri Ninja, the Pro Blender. That's what I do. I'm getting my juices. You know, I ordered it from Walmart.com. I stretch my refunds, and I'm juicing now. I'm juicing. And Lonnie and Chris gave it to me. So I went to my local Walmart. I picked it up as soon as that day. You can too. So go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Walmart link and stretch that refund. And last and certainly not least, the good folks at Amazon.com. Look, you work going to Amazon's the internet. Go to SamShowNation.com. Click that link on the homepage. Current promotions page. That's all we ask. You can go ahead and get all the stuff that you need. You know, maybe you want a couple little dollars that way. You go get your Kindle one. Get some reading. Some of that spring reading. You got some spring cleaning. You're throwing out some of the old stuff. Maybe you need some new stuff. Or if you, right there at Amazon, you get that gold box deal. Some deals of the day. Today, I just so happened to see the Samsung Galaxy S7. And that S7 Edge. You can get that for the low, low price of, I'm not going to tell you. Go ahead and believe it or not, it's very low. All right, I'll just tell you, it's about $11. Right there at Amazon.com via SamShowNation.com. So go ahead, get yourself together. Or, you know, one thing you can do, since you are right there at Amazon, go ahead, get that Prime. You know, since you're getting some, you know, right there, two-day shipping. And it's right to your house. I have gotten Prime. I am using Prime. I am loving Prime. Or, one thing you can do, if you don't want to get Prime, one thing I fell in love with, our guest today, Feral Ground. You go to Amazon.com via SamShowNation.com. SamShowNation.com, click that link right there on the homepage, current promotion page, and you can get the album Amalgamation from Feral Ground. It's right there. If you got Prime, you get it quicker. You get a digital copy, a physical copy quicker. But maybe you just want the MP3s, you can go get some fair ground. You can listen to our guests. Actually, since we're about to get into this, I'm going to play a cut from that album right there using my own Amazon account. We're going to play Writer's Block. I like that song. We'll play Writer's Block, and then we'll get into this podcast. I will see you guys after the song.
Momentum. As the momentum is taking its toll, creativity takes the wheel. I take my eyes off the road, accelerate.
On the pedal, I'm already involved, I hesitate.
It's never too late to invest in your fate, let it be great.
It better be dang, with all the things that have changed.
It will never be tame.
These are the days that got me keeping the faith. I'm off the finish, I'm not even enraged.
Neither afraid is the bravery slays when it precipitates.
Heavily, readily holding my pen steadily.
Gamma flow, smashing through the beat so incredibly. Now it's time to build for real, we sink deep. Discussions are the bricks we construct when we speak.
So what's good?
Yeah.
Hey, nothing's up but the sheet, I got it jumping. Cause I kept it coming with the ink, you got me really wondering.
It was happening. Look, I'm writing a book on a napkin. All because I was glancing out of the window with the trees dancing.
A dream phantom with beat word and scheme magic. In elite rappers strapped with deep talent.
Unique madness. MCs unseen like the flash between flashes.
North Atlantic, big expansions. Giant mansions.
That's fantastic. Hey.
And if you're laughing, then you'll probably understand it.
Cause some people just don't pass lyrics and don't grasp it.
Some people love lyrics cause it make them do backflips.
Me and my people got music coming out of asses.
The world throwing problems, so I hit them with the answers. It's bonkers way back over the green monster.
Don't even bother to look up, cause it's gone, you're too late. Wait for the next song. There's a fine line between serious and hilarious. There's various reasons why that line is very scared of us. Anyway,
I'm like a friend you gave. Weird. Verbal abuse don't make me inhumane. I'm sharp though, like a spear at the stem of your brain. An art show, if I show it again, my heart flow.
Just embarked on a journey unheard of by man. Dancing looking like a fish on dry land. Why being the question I respond, why ask? The capacity my mind has to bypass. That's what guys have. I fly fast and dive dash. I rhyme fast, I rhyme slow, up and down like a high-low.
Or a helicopter, make your heart beat, but he's no doctor. His action, no acting, I need no Oscars, it's the passion.
Taking action, in real life I capture my opportunities like a chess master.
I'm here unless I'm raptured, faith my life, hacking a password.
Oh, wowzers, I'm shooting red shells at Bowser. Avalanching down the mountain, wetting my trousers due to all of the excitement.
To the day that I'm lifeless, strong style like Remember the Titans. To the ear that you lend, it's revenge with a pen when I'm writing. Some nights I pretend that I'm lightning, get the strike in.
And when you and your crew be wetting lightning, like two time traveling Vikings, tripping for each other while they're Skyping. Nothing makes no goddamn sense anymore.
I'm the oil in the water, but I'm not that dense. It is common sense, harvested from my consciousness. It's the obvious. Phil Brown be the team that I'm riding with.
We never call it quits. I'm yelling out, I'm a boss ass bitch. Where the fuck up it? And if you love this shit,
am I something you can function with? If you can't, I must have went over your head like a plane. And that was gone. See, it's never coming the same. The track goes on.
The mask is off. I'm so me, we so us. FG making a buzz, whipping a boss. Why fuss? The blessings outweigh the economics.
Cause despite the way we ride, and I'm ingrained with plenty faith. I'm racing like a comet on any day I can shoot through space.
Throwing jabs that can move through apes. I got my cuckoo face on so long I stay gone. Every place is a new blank page to paint on. Bank on it.
You don't wanna hear my take on it.
The world'll take you to the curb, put your face on it.
Carpe diem, take these moments, seize the day. I mean, please, I can't make you want it.
Ain't it costly paying for the pain you cause so often? Your heart is now so Steve Austin.
Awesome. We're off to the wizard to awe him.
And get more people on the scene screaming and Jaws dead.
Flawless.
Victory.
So y'all get
sick of me. Escape the exhaustion. Don't get lost in the trickery.
Hit the record button, man. Thank you guys so much. Feral Ground, thank you for thank just you, being on my podcast, man. Because this, we were talking about this before I hit the record button. This is a year in the making. Me and Vinny are now lifelong friends.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Thank you, Sam.
But yeah, please go around the room. Introduce yourself, guys.
I'm Craig. I play guitar for Feral Ground. Live it.
What's going on? I'm Mike, one of the lyricists / vocalists in the group. Band movement known as Feral Ground
Ensemble.
Yes.
Nice. Hi, I'm Joe, and I'm the drummer for Feral Ground.
What's up, everybody? I'm Vinny, aka Vinyasa, and I write and sing and rap and make beats and play some percussion.
And my name is Miguel, and I do their management and general support.
Well, let's just jump right into it, man. I'm here. I said this before we got into it. I'm here because I love lyrics. And you guys are heavily influenced lyricists, band, because hip-hop, I don't know if you guys noticed, has changed dramatically from lyrics.
Oh, we noticed.
Yeah. So, like, you guys are the purest thing to what I got growing up with hip-hop. Your KRS-One, pretty much all East Coast hip-hop.
Fuck, man,
before Dre came in and changed our mind forever. Like, like that East Coast hip hop where the words, I'm kind of a nerd geek when it comes down to the words. I'm that guy who's like, listen to the words. And I stumbled upon you guys a little bit over a year ago.
We need more guys like you, Sam.
Well, heck yeah. Thanks. But there are a lot of people like me. I like them both. Don't get me wrong. I like my East Coast. I like my West Coast. But, like, it's just something about, I don't know, I look at it like hip-hop as an art form, as a way to inform and teach. And the only real way, beats are cool, not knocking beats. We love beats, but at the end of the day, you want some lyrics to kind of, like, get across your message. Boy, do you guys have a message. Like, your message is pretty much, at any given time, I'm full of shit, you just tell me. Like, any given time.
No problem.
Like, is love, education, peace. I think before you guys all assembled here, I was talking with Miguel. It's like, you guys are the closest thing to like a hip-hop jam band. You guys are like the Grateful Dead of hip-hop music if we have one. Where, okay, Fish. Maybe Fish. All right, let's, like, you guys.
No, our lyrical content's way better than that.
No, yeah, well, yes, but if I had to
go back to the nut on that one.
Yeah, sure. Put you guys, like, I'm not saying you guys are touching gray in this motherfucker, but, like, like, all I'm saying is that spirit that, like, want to help your fellow man.
Absolutely, community.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of community, yes. You guys are always building shit. Let's get into that, man. Let's just, at any given time, y'all want to jump in, man. Create, where did this start?
Create, not destroy.
Well, yeah, but let's talk about the creation of Feral Ground. From my notes, this started about a little bit over 12 years ago in your basement, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I don't know if it was in my basement or not, but
it was around his basement. It could be from like school to his basement. You know what I mean? It was like collaborative.
It started at school. That's where we met each other. Yeah, but yeah, we started rhyming outside of school and wherever we could, really.
Okay, what was it, like a battle rap situation? You guys have been just struggling with each other for the last 12 years.
No, it wasn't like that. All right, I tell the story every time we talk about it because it's like I remember it specifically.
Okay,
we're actually at our boy Sean Curran's house, and we used to. Can we cuss on here?
Yes, you can say. I actually prefer it if you did. You know, no pressure. Like, say what the fuck like, you feel, man.
It wasn't even like a necessary cuss word. No. Used to fuck around.
Yeah, you could.
And one day, I literally saw a piece of paper hanging out of his pocket, and I grabbed it, and I was like, what's this? And there was a bunch of words written on it. So he writes and raps and shit, and that's what it was. And I was like, damn, that's sweet. My brother was putting me up on hip-hop at the time, and I was like, just getting into like rap music. Mm-hmm. After like, my dad put me up on rock and roll, and I was, like, into, like, some heavier shit at the time. But, yeah, started getting into hip-hop. We became friends, and when I noticed that he rapped, I was like, damn, that's sweet. I played the guitar, and then I wanted to start writing lyrics, too. So we ended up just, like, kicking it off and writing together. Like, we started writing remixes to, like, Bone Thugs and Harmony songs and Tupac songs and shit.
Okay.
And then there was this other group at school called the Bread Boys who actually, it ended up becoming like a rival group, and then that's how we started like writing our first songs. We're like diss songs against these other kids.
The Bread Boys.
The Bread Boys.
That should have been an easy job, writing diss songs about guys named the Bread Boys.
The jokes existed, yeah. Wonder Bread and shit, yeah, it was good.
But the funny thing about it is that we all ended up becoming friends throughout the years, and then we made a group, a super group. So I guess you would laugh at this name. It was, we were Raincoat Mafia, because we were just,
Jesus.
Fucking around.
I'm still with you.
The Bread Boys. So when we come out with the Bread Boys, we were Bread City Mafia.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all changed that shit. Bread City Mafia.
Definitely not on the same type of shit. We went through a lot of different stages, learning lyrically and maturing throughout the years, and to get where we're at now, it took a lot of life experience.
Okay, I mean, yeah, but Bread City Mafia, man. The humble beginnings. That's, well, everyone has an origin story.
Shout out to them, too. We're the boys with them still to this day. And
are they still the Bread Boys?
I'm sure they go throw it up for the rest of their life. Even if they're not doing music, once again, shout out to them. They're probably at home like, man, I'm Bread Boys for life. You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah. Like, I would hope, like, okay, so you went from Bread City, excuse me, Raincoat Mafia, Bread City Mafia, and how
did Ground Zero actually after that?
To what?
Ground Zero.
Ground Zero. Okay. Yeah.
And then we were Feral Ground, of course. Like,
what happened to Ground Zero? That was all right.
Ground Zero was funny. That's funny too, because we were starting from the ground up. That was where that came from, Ground Zero. And it was around the time 9/11 happened too. So it was like a lot of controversy about the name of, like, just in our group of friends. Nobody fucking heard of us at the time. Yeah. But this group from Ohio, some heavy metal band, messaged us on Facebook and was like,
their lawyer messaged
Ground Zero. They're like, our lawyer's going to step in if you don't change this name. Ground Zero, because that's our name. So we must have been getting a little bit of hype for them to notice us.
Yeah. Well, but then again, it was probably smart.
Or they just searched it.
searched it. And
still,
then
we were just like, whatever, because we were nothing at the time. We were like, fuck it, we'll change it. We might as well. So that's when we started looking for names.
Well, maybe that's a smart move, because that's, you don't want to be associated with, like, one of the greatest travesties that ever happened. Like,
well, the thing about Ground Zero is, though, it's like, you know, it's the aftermath of the tragedy. Like, you know, they called it that, and they gathered today because it was supposed to be a rebirth. It was supposed to be like a memorial, so everybody remembered perpetually what happened and how, you know, coming from such a big tragedy, there could be a rebirth, you know.
Yeah,
so
I get that.
Ground Zero was supposed to be like us rebuilding hip hop. A new foundation, you know what I mean, from all of the devastation and the rocks and bullets that it's taken over the years. All
right, let's just, one of those rocks that pretty much turned a lot of people up, that weird rap rock bullshit that happened in the late 90s. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, it was Limp Bizkit. You know, I'm blaming them. You know what? I'm blaming them.
Good Lord.
Even though there was other culprits.
There were valid attempts at fusion, dude. I think it was a few valid attempts at fusion, you know. With hip-hop specifically. Hip-hop was dying, and I feel like, you know, people needed to do something with it. They wanted to do something with it. You know, it's supposed to be growing. I think that was part of his growth process.
The only good thing that came from that era, I can, off the top of my head, like Jurassic 5 came from that. That is all. That is all. Jurassic 5. That was the only thing that came out of that weird fusion.
Roots did a good job with fusion, I think.
Well,
they was way before that.
That's what I was getting at. Like, yeah. Roots was before that. That was that. Yeah, that was way before that. But that took a lot of people. And then it turned into this weird bling fest. And now hip hop. No one. I have no idea what the hell they're saying.
Like, you're talking about
that
today.
It is.
It's terrible.
I thought, I'm becoming the old man. Like, that's what I thought it was. Where, like, I like Future beats, but I have no fucking clue what Future's saying. And
he's almost trying not to say, like, it's so, he's mumbled.
It's incoherent.
Like, that's the new formula or some shit.
Maybe that is. But I really had that anxiety where I was like,
"That's all those dudes for making it." I don't know. Like,
I mean, they're doing good. It's just I have no idea what he's saying.
Yeah,
I'm just
sure.
I'm the old man now, and I see myself like being that guy. Like, I'm my dad 10 years ago. Like, let's go around the room, Matt. What was the hip hop album that pretty much changed everything? Just go around the room where you're just kind of like, okay, this is where I am in hip hop. Mine, if I had to pinpoint, this is not it, but around this time, I wouldn't say 36 Chambers. That was the one for me that was like, okay, the game has now changed. We're good. What you got, Miguel? There's no wrong answer.
The hip-hop album.
That just changed the game. You know, you could pass. We're not going in order. You guys could just shout it out.
I'm actually going to pass to Vinny for a second while I think about better.
That was one. The 36 Chambers was one of the first albums I heard that my brother gave me that put me up on hip hop.
Yeah.
At the time, I was a little too young to understand like what it meant.
Right.
For real. So that didn't come to me till later, like until I really understood that. But around the time I started rapping and I started coming up in that, it was the Slim Shady LP. It was the Marshall Mathers LP.
Oh.
That was the one that changed the game for me. Like, okay. This is like, Eminem was the one who did it for me when I was like, this is fucking sweet and this is what I want to do.
Yeah, because on many levels, it wasn't supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, I feel that. Anybody else?
Even though we went a completely different direction.
Yeah.
But
still, it changed something for you. Yeah. What about you, man?
For me, it would probably be 2001, The Chronic. Like,
ooh, that was good.
Similar type of thing, man, because I was like, that was 2001. It was like 7 or 8 at the time, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, still super young, similar type of thing. Like, I didn't understand much, like, the lyrical content or, like, any of the stuff Dre was talking about post all the shit that had happened with like NWA and Snoop and Suge and all
right.
that, you know. But like it was his beats, like the music that he put out there. It reminded me so much like the Motown and funk and soul that my mom would listen to,
mm-hmm.
like while I was coming up, and it just like it stole my, like my shit. Like all attention went right to that album, you know.
Got
and,
it.
Like, and, like got the instrumental and played it over and over and over and over.
In my eyes, that was the worst of the Chronic albums, but that album did make me want to go back to the 2000. Yeah, that did make me go back to the 1992 Chronic.
Right. Yeah.
And like, okay, we could rebuild and come from that. Yeah. So yeah, I can see where that can do it. How about you? And that instrumental was cool. I remember the instrumental album.
The score.
Woo! Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
This was back like, or I don't know if it was Harmony House or whoever was sending the CDs to people. Like once you subscribe, like my mom was getting those. And
you get like 100 CDs for a penny.
Yeah,
like was that. It Columbia House? Yeah.
And she was, she had that, and she wouldn't stop playing it. And then like it was just the rap. So I couldn't get enough of Lauryn Hill and just the whole collaboration. That right there was like definitely in my mind another. I guess looking back on it, big time for Fusion. You know, just because what Lauryn Hill, like, just to be able to be, you know, one of the most influential, like, you know, female hip-hop artists, and to be so, like, prolific as a singer, and to be mixed up in a band, you know what I mean, and some other great lyricists as well. I just think that was the thing, and I never stopped listening to it. That's, like, one album that I still listen to this day, so I guess it just really always stuck with me. It was everything, every track, pretty much, you know.
Shit, I want to go back and listen to it now.
Yeah, every track on there was a heater,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gosh, mine wasn't, I mean, it wasn't defined as straight hip-hop. I'd say it was, like, original trap music, but, like, 400 Degrees, like, southern rap was
yeah.
what I said.
Juvenile!
Ghetto Dope, like, what Master P was doing business-wise, and Baby at the time, and Manny Fresh, like, those beats were really solid, and they...
I remember that.
I thought it was good, like, I mean, Lil Wayne when he was 16, like, that was interesting, that was what I started off on.
I'm thinking about that, like, Cash Money was, like, the hip-hop... Excuse me, I'll take that back. Master P, No Limit. That was, like, the hip-hop equivalent of Pokemon, where every week there was a new one.
Those colored-ass albums
yes.
were colored and, like, super blinged out. Yeah. Like,
Volume 32.
Yes, every week it was Collect 'Em All, and he kept that shit going for years. And every week it was 13 tracks.
Yeah.
All new blinged out album. Yep. And they had this like
diamonds
that.
Across the whole cover with the big ass R.
Yeah. And if now I'm really showing my age. If you go, I remember buying the CD from Tape World in Eastland Mall. Is no longer there anymore. Like that southern entrance where there was, you can see where
the original food court was.
Where the original food court was, where there was a Taco Bell.
Yeah.
But now they just put other restaurants in there using the same font of Taco Bell. Like it used to be Tape World right there. And if you bought the CDs, they had that like that film that aluminum foil, but it was like a gold right across the end where the liner notes are. And it was just blinged out, and it was just cool to look out.
Yeah,
it was just like when you had your CDs, aesthetically, just having those CDs in your house, and you have this like shiny section of CDs, man. So yeah,
good
I told
it was good marketing.
every week it was a new one. man, I gotta get off this because I'm going way back through memory lane. But yeah, when you guys formed, you guys are a little bit of pull from different areas in yourself. I mean, obviously, it's like each one of you guys represents something, probably from your background. You guys are a bunch of different flavors. How does the collaborative effort when you guys get together work, or is it a lot of doing this? How we just talking? Is that it? I'm not here every day.
A lot of it has to be just patience and go with the flow. It's just a lot of breathing room. It's real generous, you know what I mean? especially like you know, after, you know, Ginger went another way, it's like we pretty much, everybody has room, like creative room, more room even. We always had it, but like it's not like pressure or anything. It's like, yeah, you know, we're going to write the lyrics, people are going to have input on concept from start to finish, you know what I mean? Everybody, you know, like, it's just a lot of communication. Communication is the key to, you know, any successful business, and I feel like, you know, with us being a seven-piece, including our manager, like, you know, it's like not really anything you can have, but you have to have good communication. You have to make sure that everybody feels like it's creative room, because, you know, when you're dealing with so many different creative minds and, you know, like, unique people, you don't want to put any handcuffs on any of that creative room or space, right? Because then you could have the issue. That's when the problems start. People feel like they're not being heard. But, you know, for the most part, it's just, you know, open. And if it's not feeling open, we start to feel it, and then we need to open up some more. You know what I mean?
I get that. I get that.
One of the things that's been helping a lot, I think, too, is, like, we've all, especially, like, Benny, Craig, and I, just even over the past couple of weeks, we've been giving each other, like, a lot of artists to listen to. Like, artists that, like, the other one probably, like, more than likely hadn't, or if they had, they hadn't really elaborated on all the material, and it's giving everybody more of an idea of the background that we come right. from. So when right. we approach each other with the instruments, you know what I mean, it's kind of, like, implied where the other one might go, or how they might, you know, yeah. vibe out to whatever, whatever the musical vehicle it is that night, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody gets their, everybody, most, for the most part, gets their own creative control. So, like, more specifically, I'll make a beat, mm-hmm. bring it to the table. Me and Mike will come up with a concept and start writing, and then we'll all listen to the beat together, and everybody writes their own part to the song. Mm-hmm. So it's not just like one composer where everything's like gotta go a certain way. So the fact that everybody does have their own influences and shit, you can really see that come out of them when that whole thing comes together, because everybody does have their own creative control on it. And yeah. that's not how every song goes either. It's like sometimes Craig will have a guitar part, and then the beat will be made around that, or a concept will be made first, and then the beat will be made around the feeling of that
okay.
concept.
Mm-hmm.
But we all have our own, we all write our own shit,
yeah,
and then when it comes
organic.
Together, that's why we call it our first album Amalgamation, because that's what we tried. We all amalgamated and yeah. came, and we just threw our parts in there, and then it's each song sounded like
it. Here's the concept. Here's
and you
the
took music. It right from me, because that was my next question. It was like, did that come from, because Amalgamation, you know, different areas and stuff like that, and quite honestly, we were talking a little bit off mic. I saw you guys a few times live. I saw you at the Pride Fest. I saw you RSBC East twice. And each time, it was a different show. Not necessarily like, oh, you're supposed to do the same thing. What I mean by it, there was always a different element. One time, Ginger was with you. One time, I think you did some with Nikki Holland. Almost like the same song, but in a different tube or a different format, where it was just kind of like, yes, I understand the song, I know it's the same song, but it showed me how versatile you guys can be. That's where my little nickname came from. Like, they're like a hip-hop jam band. They can just go with the flow, and they can pour from that energy.
It's called living hip-hop. So it's supposed to be like a living organism. That's where we got, well, Joe's, one of his biggest influences is the Grateful Dead, and so that aspect came into our band, like, big time. We saw how they did their live shows, and we want to take our crowds on a journey similar to how they did. You know, we want to keep it flowing and keep it
exactly
changing.
And one of the big parts about hip-hop is the improvisational elements.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that having a live band allows the group to do is to transcend those pre-recorded beats,
right,
and to make it a living vehicle along with the improvisational element in hip-hop itself. So in the end, and potentially, you can have a show played in front of you that's never been performed,
right,
never been orchestrated, never been thought until that very moment. It's a collaboration between the fans, the group, and the general atmosphere that's happening in that area, venue,
you'll
theater.
You'll twice.
Never see the same show twice, and
it's
that's
impossible.
What we wanted
and
to
do. And we can hit a song from every angle. You know, we can shorten it up and make it just, you know, for whatever.
Yeah, we can go out
tailor
and do a 40-minute,
yeah,
I mean, 3-minute song set, or we can go out and play 8 songs for an hour and a half, or, you know what I mean?
Like, well, that is something I've been personally witness to, just being in the crowd, because when your shows, you guys are great at improvising. Just, I don't know if anyone told you that shit yet, but like, you guys are great at improv, but as a guy in the crowd, your music generates a crowd atmosphere, like a certain vibe or feeling, where it's almost like you're giving us energy, but we're giving you energy back, and it's going into this like this exactly circle. Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
You know, when the generally, like when I went to go see live music, you know what I mean? It was for like that peak moment, like for the improvisation music, where like everything was coming together and everything just exploded at once, and like the crowd's getting off, the band's getting off. You know what I mean? Like. And I feel like part of the problem that a lot of groups run into is like you go and you see them one night, they might be playing two nights in your city. You go
right.
and see them one night and they'll play, you know, an hour and a half set, and then you go and see them the next night and they'll play the same fucking hour and a half set. And it kind of like takes away from any of the energy or like the moment. Even if you do love that group and you do love, you know what I mean?
It almost seems robotic.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
And I have been witness to those and seeing like two people in a row or two night type ventures or something like that. And it does seem very robotic, very manufactured, and it's almost like they're there for a check. I have not seen that with you guys. It's like you guys are surely there for the love of what you're doing, and that's where, I mean, I commend you guys a lot for doing that. One thing I would like to know is, after the fact, can you guys listen to Feral Ground music objectively? Can you just put it in your car and like, man, this is some cool shit right here? Or do you just automatically go into work mode?
It goes back and forth, yeah. Depending on the headset that I'm in, for sure.
Yeah.
Going into it. Sometimes like I'll just put it on because I haven't heard it too long, and I'll be like raging around like I've never heard this track before. And then like, you know, something like Pieces will come on, and I'll be like, next. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm jealous of anyone who could do that.
It's hard. Like, as a musician, you're always going to listen to it. Well, at least in my head, our bass player isn't here, but his name's Andy Rosenberg. And
right.
Shout out to Andy. Like, he's got a broken foot.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's why I couldn't be.
But,
he played a show, though.
He said one time, like, when he puts on the tracks, like, you're always going to hear your part, and you're always going to want to do something different, and you're always going to hear something different that you could have done, but, like, there comes a point
you gotta
be cool with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
It's there. It's permanent.
I do that all the time. Like, I'm definitely my own worst critic when it comes to, like,
we all are.
Man, shit. Especially because, like, I have a big hand in, like, producing it, too. So, like, even, like, the volume, I'm listening to, like, the levels of each different thing. Like, when I'm listening to this, I'm like, fuck. Like, this shit could have been way better. And this is, like, this track that everybody's got right now. I can't go back and fucking change it and then give everybody a new copy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why you just gotta come see it live.
That shit set itself, so you just gotta be cool with it. And then, like, yeah, there is times where, like, we're like, put that shit on because we want to bump that shit, maybe for other people, or there'll be times where we want to put that shit on because we want to remember what we said.
Right. you have to accept the fact that, you know, it's like, that it's there, it's permanent, but, like, yeah, I mean, everybody, we all, like, I mean,
it's
the year
that
exactly, like in the year that it's been out, March 17th or whatever, we put out the album, right, last year. So like, we've all matured a lot. We've played so many shows since then, and everything's improvised. And like, when that's a really, by the way, that's a really tough thing. Like, it's not just like, okay, we didn't say we were gonna be like a jam band and then like get together and be like, this part's gonna be like this. Like, we just wing it, you know, off like,
okay,
in a good way though. Like,
yeah,
like,
I get
knowing
it.
What we know.
Yeah.
And just like,
it's like, oh yeah, what was the key? Alright, cool. Like, somebody give us some rhythm to work with, let's go.
You okay.
And just like, literally, I mean, using, you know, like using the crowd energy to play a game of hacky sack musically, you know, like just kick it out there and see what comes back.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Now, I mean, just like I said previously, I am jealous of anyone who can sit back and just listen to their own stuff. Personally, I am not a musical guy. I'm a podcast. I'm a host. I have never went back and listened to one episode. Once I'm done editing, you're like, all right, this is on iTunes.
Yep.
And send. I'm never listening to that again.
You
want to
go back and listen to it? You
want to
go back and listen to this?
No. After I edit, after I put in the advertisement, after I put in the music, it belongs to everyone else.
Right.
Like, I can't.
Yeah.
I want to, because I think I'm pretty cool. I've been doing this for over 300 some odd episodes. I gotta be good,
right?
But like, the second I turn it on, I'm like, you start cringing and just like, all right, I was there. I remember what happened. So
it's
let me just turn it off.
Same. And instruments are just like here. It's like hearing your voice back, and you're like, "Oh, that's how I sound," or like, you know, I said that. Or,
yeah,
know, like getting used to your voice. Like,
I don't get used to it. I think of other stuff. Like, damn, I should have asked them that when I was there.
Right.
Or I should have did. Hey guys, you feel like coming back? You know, like no, like that. It's just a moment. It's just what it is.
When
and
when I look at it like that, when you listen to your own music, it's like those beautiful moments that you did or you put on a record, like really outweigh the other shit you're thinking about.
See, that sounds good now, but in the moment when you're listening back to it, like you try to remember it was a work of art. It was a work of art. Everything's good. Everyone has it. Like you gotta like talk to yourself and break yourself down, man.
Talk to enjoy it.
You're like, okay. I mean, that's pretty cool. Like we talked about this earlier. Now I really want to get into it. You guys have done a lot of charitable work. For starters, helping out the Macedonia Food Pantry. I mean, like, how does that work where you're like, hey, guys, remember that concert? We rocked you. I'm going to go feed you guys. Is that what it came out or?
I think it was just finding out through people who live in the community that the food pantry needed help. Macedonia is a town. It's not that big of a town, so, like, word is easily traveling around, you know, and at our festival, Feral Fest, which we host in Macedonia,
mm-hmm.
We actually had a canned food drive, and the canned food drive was for the pantry.
Oh,
you know, and so that's how we got involved with them at first, and then you know,
you're like, I'm here anyway, so let me help out.
Well, more importantly is that they needed the help. You know what I mean? Since we, you know, our nonprofit is called Embrace the Movement. Well, it's not. It does. You know, the hub of it is in Detroit, but it doesn't just. You know. It's not limited to, you know what I mean?
I got it. So I got you.
It's all about expansion. We were there. They needed the help. And eventually, you know, the women there said that they needed some more help. We helped them clear out some storage, did some landscape. And we went up there as we were working on the festival and a few other times in October while we were playing shows up north. We went and volunteered some more. And it just was a perpetual thing. And it still is. And, you know, whenever they need help, you know, just to show to the community as well that, like, we are not here just to host a festival and, you know, make money. Yeah. We are here as a, you know, grassroots institution for change and positivity and love and growth. And you guys are a part of it. So thank you.
Okay.
Exactly. And it does transcend beyond, you know, the volunteering efforts, even though that's, you know, the main point. Because we are a volunteer coordinating kind of organization. We want to get people that are attracted to the positive message in the music and that feel the vibe and that, you know, want that sense of community. And it gives them something to do. And the biggest issue with our generation in particular is they just don't feel they have enough time to do the proper research on these organizations that they want to help. So a lot of times we hear things like the Susan G. Komen Foundation taking 80% of their income and putting it to their pockets and only giving 20% to the people who actually benefit. So instead we're working with organizations like Yatuma that do exactly the opposite. They take 20% for their overhead cost, and you know that basically just covers this one wonderful lady's salary to be able to just keep affect these amazing, you know, institutions and events and do these wonderful things. So it's just her, and 80% of their revenue goes to the cause. So we're doing the due research, you know what I mean? We're making sure that these organizations that we work with are viable and good and are going in a good direction, you know, so that it's sustainable and it's something that can keep on growing and developing.
Okay. I mean, and you guys are doing a lot of good, not only with that, but you got other people involved because – I don't know, this sounds corny, but you made it cool. It does, where it's just kind
of
like...
corny. It's so funny that you say that, because before we moved to this spot, we was all talking in the hallway. It's like, you know, one of our goals as we were just shooting the shit was like, you know, making what's positive cool. You know, shooting big rims and chicks is what's cool on the radio, but we trying to change it. It's like,
no, it isn't.
Help this lady cross the street. Now, that's cool.
That's cool.
Exactly. I don't know if you know this, but, dude, pimping isn't easy. Like, it was cool. It can be, depending on who you are in the situation. But I'm getting reports, apparently. It's not easy at all.
Especially like, when you're not really a pimp either. When you're faking it, it's even harder.
It's
Wearing the facade and the mask consistently is tough.
I know, man. It's just, it's hard out here for a pimp, apparently. Yeah, apparently. Apparently. This is what I'm hearing. But, yeah, I get that because it is pretty cool to help somebody and do something because now you're not just that band that just, oh, we tore up the show. We did. We had Feral Fest. Oh, you're the guy who helped me paint my house. All right. Thanks, guys. So, like, that's a walking, breathing reminder. I love paying it forward. Like, I'm the Batman of charity. Like, I don't, like, say, yeah, I did that shit. Like, I would do some charity and just walk away. You're like, you never saw me.
Right,
and
right.
Because that's the true spirit of what
you're
supposed
to do. You do it because you
yeah. Exactly. And, I mean, right. A big thing about that was that we took the opportunity that they gave us
mm-hmm.
right now with helping the community, and we didn't wait till we were popular or successful or famous and had this bunch of money to go back in the community. We mm-hmm. wanted, if we were going to do it at all, to do it right now.
There
you know,
is.
To get it started when we really, you know, it wasn't expected of us. Because
mm-hmm.
it all has to grow together.
Yep.
You know, you can't do anything for any other reason, especially not for social validation.
That's right.
So, you know, there's no better time to start than today, and there's no better cause than the community.
And like you said, too, like, you know, music's education, but music's not enough.
Yeah. Right
now, you know what I'm saying? To, like, to make a change.
It's
you know,
more it's of like, a gateway than anything.
Something isn't enough to make a change. Like, we have to be leaders, and we have to be leaders and show that, like, we're out here doing what we're saying.
Okay.
You know?
You guys are headed back there this summer in July, Feral Fest. Like,
yeah.
One thing I like and about Feral Fest is it's kind of dangerous to say right now. It's nothing out there. You guys just unplug. You barely get a cell phone signal.
Oh, yeah,
you, it's cool. Just, it's not there. It's not there. It's like you guys are there. You are one with nature. You're listening to good music. You're seeing some good things. Hell, you may help out. And you just, I know this sounds crazy, but interact with living people.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's
right.
It's
you're talking crazy.
Man, it sounds crazy, but you guys have been doing it, and it's just cool, man. I'm curious, where did that come from? You guys were just like, fuck this phone. And then you're just like, hey.
The initial, you know, the thought, it's all family, but like the thought of it came from actually a family member. You know what I mean? We had Feral Fest 1 was definitely trial and error, where it was like one of the most grand learning experiences. It's the reason that we are where we are right now. A family member came to us that previously spent some time in Barcelona, reached out to us after we had reached out saying that, you know, we were looking for a place to host, you know, Feral Fest, you know, the second one. Yeah, you know, 2015. And you know, shout out to Rhea, it's our sister, and she hooked us up with Rick and Andrea Riley in Barcelona, and they host their own festival on their property. It's called Res Fest.
Okay.
And you know, just awesome. The land is just awesome. It's beautiful. Nothing but good people already. So it was already a vibe set in motion with great people, and the connection through Rhea to Andrea and Rick. You know what I mean? We got involved, and you know, just the family expanded.
Got
you know
it.
What I mean? So it was more than just a business deal. It was like, you know, the connecting of family. So unity was the whole goal. So connecting with family or with people, you know, expanding the family is just the pretense that the whole festival is grounded on. You
right.
know what I mean? So people getting together and interacting to go further for growth is Feral Fest.
Hey, man. And you guys are doing great with that. We're almost out of here. I want to thank you guys for letting me derail your practice thus far. Right. But, I gotta ask. I always ask two questions, and this is kind of, I love asking musicians these questions. You guys, we're all in it for the music. We all love what we do. You guys ever had like a fan freak out mode where it was just kind of like, oh my God, we're around, blah blah blah. Oh my God, that's that guy. That's.
Oh, yeah.
You guys ever had anything like that? Oh, yeah. Oh, your face lit up. So no, you're taking this one.
The first Stars and Stripes. When I found out that we were going to be opening up on the main stage for George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic, I just about lost my shit. Like, the second we got there, like, just like hanging out with a couple of his band members and shit, talking shit, and like I got to play on the drum set that his group used and shit that night, and it was just like, it was one of the coolest experiences of my life, man. I've seen them so many times, you know, man. Now I'm backstage kicking it with them and shit. Like,
he's a good dude, man. George.
Is your band starstruck about us?
No, you being starstruck, yeah. Where you couldn't hold your shit together because you're starstruck because
that
you.
That moment was definitely one of them. We opened up for Twista in Chicago.
That was interesting.
And that was one of the ones.
Yeah.
Like, damn, because he was, you know, I was always wondering too, because Twista was always one of my big influences. I was like having that fastball.
Does he rap over the beat?
Yeah, because he, like, how does he do this live?
Is this the real deal?
And he does. He's surgical.
You hear somebody chop the beat like that on, yeah, like, for real. We wanted him to be like, oh man, we knew you were a fake. But when he got up there, I was like, man, I've been listening to you for 10 years at least. And everything that you just did on stage was exactly like I heard it on track.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. And like that was just an awesome experience anyways, because we actually had a tour bus in Chicago.
Yeah.
And like his entourage was like, fuck, man, where are we about to chill and party at? So guess what? They hopped on the Feral Bird. Yeah. we sitting there with this dude who pretty much like, this is one of Twista's homeboys. He's not going to get too in-depth, but you know, it's just interesting, some of the people he hang with, because this dude's like stopped going to high school, you know what I mean? He invested in some Jordans, you know what I mean? And, like, he goes everywhere with Twista. You know, he's got pretty much, everybody knows the guy, he's Twista's guy. You know what I'm saying? But, like, just riding along, and we talking to his road manager. They all on the bus kicking it with us, talking to us, like, and, you know.
It was respect. Like, that was more like, damn, okay, afterwards. But when I saw him, I have not so far gotten really, like, starstruck. I mean, people, you know what I mean? Like, but there's
it's like, going to happen next Thursday.
It was more cool than anything.
Yeah, like, there's one or two out there that if, like, we came across, I'd be like, holy shit, you know? But they're, like, more underground.
Also in Chicago, we saw your homeboy,
Dean
Wayne.
Don't change your tone. What happened? Now I'm curious, what happened? You're like, oh, yeah.
We had a night off, so we were looking for a bunch of for some music going on to go see, you know what I mean?
Found out there's a free Ween show.
The
whole festival going on in downtown Chicago, sweet.
Yeah, Conspirator and the Dean Ween band. And
but those, like the people that I like would get starstruck from are more people that are like, that have really rode it out and worked hard and paved their own way. You know what I'm saying? Not someone that's like cookie cutter on the radio, like, oh, that's a pop star. Like, I feel like anybody can be kind of tailored into that position. I'm talking about people that continue to be experimental, but like, whether, you know, they just grew on a track, you know.
Okay, we'll see. Like, next week you're gonna run into Jack White, you're gonna pee yourself, and then it's gonna be over. Like, is it too late to add that to the podcast? Oh man, but guys, this has been great. Thanks for letting me, you know, sit down and talk with you guys. Like I said, this has been a year in the making. Trying to put this together. We finally got it down. All the people in the sound of my voice. You guys aren't doing anything. It's too early to even have plans. Go to Feral Fest. It is July 28th through the 31st of this year. You'll see it on the Facebook page. You'll see it coming up. Please check all things Feral. Just Google Feral Ground.
There you go.
The website is being repaired, but right now you can catch all the stuff on Facebook, you can catch them on Twitter, you know, the usual suspects. Just Google Feral Ground, and we're going to play some tracks, and once again, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Peace
and love. Let me go. The end is emotions awarded to believers, no doubt about it. Breath gets taken from the ones who have the slightest fear of drowning. Ships get turned over when storms show up in war with thunder. Works of fate helicopter you out when going under. The weak-minded wake up, devils from out their slumber. But fuck them, they can't touch the love of God from a band of brothers. Coming in the river, I flow on, it goes on, baby, I'm so gone, so long. If you can't hold on, dig yourself a hole, dog, hide inside to get rolled on. If you ain't got peace to bring, an evil deed only make me change speed. You must be crazy if you're thinking I ain't ready when the armies of the beast gonna face me. Bring it on, bring all you got, bring a team on my block. See if I'm with my feet on the top of your head when I speak from the heart. I reach for the stars while I feast in the dark, then I feed in my heart. Can't penetrate the bark in the street, no, we are group, that's how we roll. Pharaoh, guardians of the galaxy, you better believe it. I'm a river.
Teaching me decency and a better way to breathe. At the bank in the water, I give thanks for another day. Can't think about the thought of making it another way. We've been working hard for way too long to watch your dreams capsize. You stand by, desperate to belong. So get up and get in. Cause if it's what you're looking for,
gonna shake my can. Why, baby,
I'm a river.
Let me flow. Cause if you swim against the current, you gon' drown as the tide goes. I'm a believer. My heart and soul. Worth it for a quitter. Forget about it. What's the dollar to a body go?
I'm a river. The flow is how I go. It gets tougher when it's time. See, the cold is when it shows. Ice in my veins. Please try and stay focused on the road. Cause if you swim against the current, you go drown. That's how I go. Do you believe? See, there ain't no other way for me. Company love is free. I found a way to leave the ground that was holding onto my feet. Got my faith, no solid ground. The silence that's holding me. So I slowly erode the peak. I need a moment, please. Cause family, I'm going deep. First, I need more than your ear. Hand me your energy. But just a piece, you're free. So we can change the world through speech. Rearrange the way we think. We create and just maintain. I pick my angle in the street. But as a river.
At Feral Ground. I learned a lot in this podcast. Learned them please check these guys out. All things Feral Ground. Just Google Feral Ground, but you go to their Facebook page, you go to Twitter, right there on Instagram. All things you can Google right there, get Feral Ground. All the information is right there. I said it earlier, the Feral Fest is coming up. It is July 28th through the 31st. It's in Massillonia, Michigan. Please, it's going to be a hang. They got a lot of good stuff there. They got great music. Some vendors are going to be down. It's down for the cause. You yourself, get down on some opportunities to volunteer. Help this make a better place. So please, check them out. FeralFest.com. All of their stuff is there. So, what we're going to do is, we're going to end this podcast. I kind of don't want to. These are some great guys. We've all learned a lot. But as always, you can hit me up on Twitter, SamShow11 on the tweets. Just Talking with Sam on Facebook. No G and Talking. Just Talking with Sam on Facebook. And then from there, or just go right there to the home of everything, SamShowNation.com. I want to close with a song. I think I'll close with Pieces. And from our buddies Feral Ground, and we'll see you guys next week. Peace out, guys.
What do you think the chances are of a guy like you and a girl like me and a girl like me ending up together?
More like one out of a million.
You got me feeling like a dab all high.
You got me feeling like a dab all high.
Magic carpet right across the sky.
Across the sky.
Just you and I.
We was built to fly to a home by the ocean side.
By the ocean side.
But it's high, get low, but I'll be damned if we don't get high.
But I do get high, cause I'm with you, girl. Butterfly effect, how could I lie?
Girl, I can't lie, wanna touch the sky. Enjoy the ride, are you alright?
Are you alright?
I'm doing fine.
You'll be just fine, just sit right there. Let's crack this wine and we'll unwind. Forget about the time.
Forget the time.
From left to right, I look and see you everywhere. You're on my mind.
On my way home, when I'm in my bed, will you try to leave and I can't let go?
I yell out no, cause I never felt like this before. Would you just stay with me tonight? You became a part of me, yeah. I thought I had all my pieces. Didn't feel like I was missing anything. Now I feel so complete in you and I. We can do it, baby, you and I.
She's the wind to an off-speed pitch, she helped my change. What a love embrace, got me walking light. See, I was up in space when Pharaoh rang with my call of life. And my son's at home, thinking it's all alright. But it's not, cause I spend my nights away on an all-out grind, but you're on my mind still. See, the pen just walked off, damn, he just does what he feels. Love, you couldn't package a wrap it or hide it. It gets rough, but you're the diamond in the rough, love. So beautiful, uncut, I've been enough rugs. Walked over and fucked up, let me chill out and puffed up. I got dumb love, come love, you to come up like yum yum. This I want something until the sun's up like fuck drugs. You're a part of me, like an artery. You beat in my heart with me. I'm weak when you start to leave. Like a weak card that can't start with ease. Go ahead and part the sea. We can do it arm in arm with me. Love, did you start to leak previously? I think my heart was sleep. And it was awake and you not far from me. Come hit the stars with me.
The stars with me. Will you just stay with me tonight? You became a part of me, yeah. I thought I had all my.
easy, it wouldn't be worth reaching. There's a beauty in believing. What you give is what you see. And once we realize what we need is resting in our mystery.